This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
Not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasyland is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show. That's Fantasyland. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all gonna have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some...
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that
do? Oh my God.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And that's saying something. John Tegan is in studio for a second time with us, goes by Teg, and John Tegan.com, John, JohnTiegen.com on Twitter, John Tegan. Good to have you here with us, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
You're doing the Lord's work as usual. You're raising money for veterans and others. We'll tell folks about that in the next segment. Got an amazing Tommy gun that you're going to show TV viewers and that you're going to be auctioning off. But we were just now talking. What do you think about President Trump with Piers Morgan saying, yeah, we may have to try to ban suppressors?
You know, again, you're taking away a tool. You're not going to fix the problem at all because the problem is people. I mean, the tool that they use to kill people is... It can be anything. You know, you start banning, let's say you ban every gun in the world, next thing you know, you're going to have more Oklahoma City bombings. You're going to have, you know, suicide bombers more than guns.
I mean, yeah, the Islamists just keep using vehicles. We're going to ban cars.
I mean, they want it. They're going to find a way to do it. Just banning guns and accessories is not going to solve it.
You know, Trump's pretty smart. He's got to know trying to appease the Democrats is never going to make them happy. So I wonder why he'd make a statement like that.
Maybe he just wants one agreement with CNN. I guess I mean I don't know. I don't know why he would. I mean, a suppressor is not. It's not quiet. You're still going to hear a gun go off in the other room. It doesn't make it totally silent.
That's the crazy part about this is that Trump's, I think, doing a really good job on so many fronts. But then something like this with the Second Amendment, he already banned bump stocks, and then now if somebody commits a crime with a suppressor, we're going to ban those. It's beyond a slippery slope.
I mean, was he going to keep banning everything that a crime is committed with? I mean, eventually you got to come back to the situation where it's society, not the tools.
Exactly. But England's doing that, you know. They've got some of their jurisdictions are actually making it a license to get a butcher knife. They're going in houses and confiscating people's, I'm not joking.
That is crazy.
I know this sounds like BS. All right,
no,
John.
I believe it.
We're going to come back in 1 minute. We're going to get into this event you've got coming up, other events, and then we're going to talk about the fact that I've seen you quoted as saying only about 60% of what you see in 13 hours is actually accurate. So we'll talk about Benghazi, the rest of the story that exposes Hillary Clinton. That's critical.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a lot to cover while he's in studio with us. He's been in studio with us before. John Teague is his nickname, Teague. John Teagan is his full name, one of the survivors of the Benghazi stand down. And he's on about a bunch of issues today, but I said, what do you want to hit first? And he said, I want to get into what really happened at Benghazi and the fact that, you know, only about 60% of what's in that movie, 13 Hours, is actually accurate. It's even worse than that because Hillary's running around saying Trump's a traitor. He needs to be arrested. He's obstructed. He's done all these bad things. But she's the one from Benghazi to the servers to all of it. And then she's still crawling around, though, acting like she's this great person. What's that like for you?
It's pretty disgusting that she's even out there even speaking about stuff like this because, you know, everybody knows she lied about her emails. She lied about what happened in Benghazi and, you know, even to the families, right to the face of the families of the fallen. So it's pretty disgusting how she's going out talking like this.
I've got my criticisms of Trump, but my God, can you imagine what it would have been like if Hillary would have gotten in?
A thousand times worse. I mean, that probably would have a complete gun ban or almost complete gun ban. And who knows of the chaos on the border? I mean, it'd be totally worse.
That's a good point. I mean, you almost died. Some of your friends died. A lot of people, innocent people, died because of the stand down. We now know she ordered the stand down. People that you work with heard the stand down. You witnessed it. Have we ever figured out exactly why she did it and what was behind it? And then specifically, so it's on the record, you were there. What really did happen?
You know, the stand down that I know I heard was from the chief of base. But for other ones that everybody's saying was the one that pretty much the FAST company that was getting ready to deploy to Benghazi, they got told pretty much, don't go, or change into clothes, change into this, change back out. You know, and that just delays, and, you know, it's seconds that count, and especially in a burning building, under live fire, it's not minutes, it's seconds, you know, and it caused the death of Ronan Bubb. Her lack of due diligence and keeping track of security of the consulates killed Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith because the consulate got attacked twice prior. I was there the second time it got attacked, and there was only two security personnel that night when it got attacked the second time. So, again, I mean, it's just crazy the fact that she wants to tell Trump he needs to be in jail. She should be the one in jail just for her emails. I mean, her private server, which got compromised by foreign entities, I mean, that's classified TS service. And, you know, if I would have did it as a service member, as an individual, I'd be in prison immediately. I mean, there wouldn't be no waiting for a trial. You'd go straight to jail, and then you would wait.
Oh, it's like these people that take signed orders off the president's desk and hide them. That's stealing national security items. That's obstruction. I mean, that's just, but they just do it. Then they brag about it.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's doing, she's a keynote speaker for some cybersecurity company coming up.
That's hilarious.
Really?
That'd be like having Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, do a talk against cannibalism.
Yeah, it's crazy. The world is just, it's backwards. It's totally ass backwards.
Colonel Schaefer, who has a lot of good sources, like a week after Benghazi happened, he said they were trying to get weapons caches in these warehouses, and that Hillary wanted them shipped into Syria to start that next war. And a lot of that later, years later, came out. And I talked to other sources that said that was what happened, and that Hillary actually premeditatedly just wanted to get rid of the ambassador so that there wouldn't be any witnesses to the weapons transfer.
Hey, that's totally possible. I mean, because I never saw any of the weapons. Again, that was more State Department than the agency stuff. So,
And didn't some of the other local State Department people and others get warnings to get out? And a bunch of them left, and then you guys were stuck there?
When the USAID got attacked, there a lot of other Americans were told to leave Benghazi. A lot of other Western consulates, they closed down. The Italians were still there, and I think the French were still there, but all the rest had moved out after that.
And what about Hillary trying to blame some trailer for a movie about Muhammad? I mean, from all I saw, that was just a red herring to cover up why they really attacked.
Yeah, that only had to do with Egypt. You know, because a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people remember that the embassy in Cairo had got overrun 8 hours prior to Benghazi being attacked. And for them to even have military assets going towards the embassy during that time, just, again, the lack of leadership that we had that night was totally... I mean, just up in front. I mean, it was disgusting.
Imagine if Trump ordered a stand down for 13 hours of surrounded Americans and then got caught lying about it, what we would do to him. But with Hillary, she seems to just have a get-out-of-jail-free card and to never get in trouble. And she, to a great extent, is still running the Democrat-embedded groups that are still in the government that are resisting the president. And for me, that's really the most criminal thing I've seen. I don't know if you've seen this in the news. You seem to always be up on stuff. They are just ignoring Trump's orders on declassifying the Russiagate stuff to show the illegal spying. They're ignoring his orders on other things he said. They just basically the government just does what it wants.
Well, the Democrat portion of it definitely does. I mean, what I understand is if Barr releases the information that they want, he'd be under criminal investigation for releasing because he's not allowed to release it.
Exactly. And then the Democrats continue to leak whatever they want, but they leak selectively to paint the picture they want. But now the president has said you can release whatever you want. He has the authority to do that. But that's still held up. But I wonder what's going to come out when that comes out.
I don't think there's not going to be a smoking gun. I don't think anything big is going to happen. I don't. Whatever. Because a lot of this, I think a lot of them, they can go read or they could have read the whole entire unredacted thing if they went inside the skiff. But they refuse to go into the skiff when I know.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's why Trump's saying not just the unredacted Mueller report, but all the illegal spying that the Clintons and Obama engaged in during the campaign and after. That's what I'm saying is still got people inside the intelligence agencies that are operating as a mutinous, rogue, stay-behind networks that are then working against the president.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. I mean, it's going to take years, if not decades, to weed these people out.
How many years ago was Benghazi now?
About 7 years.
Are you more angry now or less angry now?
I'd say about the same.
Yeah.
There's no more, no less. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling that nobody's actually been held accountable for the inactions that the government at the time had taken.
We also forget, and you know all the specifics, but going back in memory, you guys got threatened a lot when she was lying about you not to speak out, but basically Obama was ordering people not to speak out, but you guys did the right thing and did speak out. I remember you went on Megyn Kelly and things like that.
Yeah, we did. We were told we had to sign a couple extra non-disclosure agreements, and you know we were never threatened not to speak out. We were just told don't go to the media and speak. If you want to speak, you know, go in front of Congress, go in front of the committees and talk. But you know, going for our job, what we were doing, going and speaking to the media, we definitely would lose our job. But then we could also be criminally charged for revealing classified.
But what made you guys go ahead and do it? Just because you know Hillary was lying?
That, and we went and we did testify, and they still kept the same story about how it happened and what happened and why it happened, and we just said, nope, that's it, we're done.
So you went through the channels like you were supposed to.
Yep.
And then they didn't do anything. And that's under law when whistleblowing is protected, is when you've gone through channels and then they don't do anything.
Yep. And that's why we would have, everybody says, well, why'd you do a book? Why'd you just come talk to the media? Well, the problem is you go on, say you go on Fox News, they'll spin it, what you say, they'll spin it to where how they want it to sound. But if you put it in a book, it's written down and you cannot change the source.
Well, let's expand on that. There's this idea that, you know, you've been in the military a long time, dangerous parts of the world. People want to read what you had to say. This is all public what went on. They're putting their lives out about it. And then it's bad when you lose all your contracting jobs and that you then try to write a book to get your name back, to tell the truth, and to fund yourself. American patriots should be proud. People should buy the books you've been involved in. They should see the films. They should support you because people pay a price for telling the truth. And if we as Americans don't economically support people that are patriots, well, then we get what we deserve.
Yeah, I mean, we totally lost our source of income and, you know, our pretty much our way of life. We went from a private life to a public life, and just like that. I mean,
and you didn't start it. Hillary ordered the stand down. The people died. Then she lied about it. You were put in that position. You did the right thing. So you're a hero, not just what you did on the ground, but the moral courage. And I want to point that out to people, what we've gone through, what you go through to tell the truth. They want to shut us up because we're telling the truth, and we're not going to do it. So I want to thank the audience for all of your support. You're the reason we're still on the air in defiance of their fraud. You're doing some other exciting stuff we'll talk about when we come back with one of the great heroes of Benghazi.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Goes by Tig, and of course I'm Alex Jones, your host. He was correcting me during the break. He said he's made no money off the Big Benghazi book.
Nope.
And that's the crazy thing. Tell us about that.
No, I guess they said that we have to sell like over 3 million books before we make anything, and even then, I think we make like 3 cents a book, or something like that. So
sign that deal.
Well, there's five of us involved, and plus we added Roan's kid in there too. So
that's good.
Yeah, so it's split up. That's pretty much the reason why.
I understand.
But again, we didn't do it for the money. We did it
just to get the story out. That's fine. But I still think it's okay for patriots when they sacrifice a lot and didn't ask to be, you know, in the story to be able to make money off of it.
Yeah, you should be.
Because the left always is telling us we can't have our own operations. We can't speak. But then all they do is take our money from us in taxpayer money and then use it against us.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they do it. They'll sell themselves out and make money off of it. We can't.
All you guys need to sell published books.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you won't sell 3 million copies, but you'll get the word out and you'll support yourself. Because I know you travel the country and speak. So let's talk about that and this awesome firearm you've got over here. Radio listeners should go to your website, or where can they go and look at it?
Well, it's not on the website. It's a one-of-a-kind Tommy gun. I got it from...
I just want so they can see photos of it.
Yeah.
TV viewers can obviously see this, and I like how it's in a guitar case.
Oh yeah, you gotta have it. It's a Tommy gun. It's gotta be in the guitar case. So it's a one of a kind from Carr Firearms, the Tommy gun. And it's a tribute. Sorry, I didn't mean to flag you there.
All right.
It's a tribute to Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith. I got a TIG series.
Put a document cam shot. There you go.
There's a Carr. They did a TIG series Tommy gun, did about 1,000 of them. I got number 911, obviously for 9/11, and the paid tribute to Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith, and that's what it's for, and it's a one of a kind, and hopefully to auction it off on June 22nd.
You know, I haven't shot a Tommy gun in a long time, but they are so smooth shooting and fun.
Oh, they are. They're a lot of fun. Have you tried one handed yet?
No.
But you can. You can hold them. It's so heavy, it takes a recoil. It's pretty cool. But it's, it's just a tribute rifle to honor the
guy. Shoots those 45s, huh?
Yep, that's the 45.
How far is it accurate out to?
That I don't know, honestly. It's a handgun. Pretty much it's a handgun bullet, but it's going to probably shoot 100 yards or plus.
You know, some police departments in like Asia and stuff use these. It's weird.
Well, it's got the drum. It's got a 50-round drum that'll come with it, and two magazines, 20-round magazines.
I need to enter this. There's a raffle coming up or something?
No, it'll be a live auction.
Live auction. Okay, and then tell folks what the event is and how folks can be part of it.
We call it the Warrior Weekend, but it's going to be Saturday, June 22nd at Reveille Peak Ranch in Burnett, Texas. And we have be able to shoot some full auto guns during the day, and the seats for the gala, I think they're $125 a seat. Again, it's a fundraiser for help veterans and first responders. And, you know, we got this Tommy gun. We got a couple other custom M1s and pistols that are going to be out there auctioned off as well.
And what's the best website? I've got a sheet here. We can do an over-the-head shot of this. It'd be great.
It's the TIGANFoundation.org.
Yep. And, of course, I love that. Even though I've known you a few years, I always butcher your name. I apologize.
I'm used to it.
The TIGANFoundation.org. I was saying it that way earlier. They were telling me different. I get to blame the producers in there.
Yeah, and, we help.
Tell us about the foundation. Yep. You're doing this for...
Yeah, we help first responders and veterans to get service dogs is the main goal. But then also, you know, we help them out with their homes, with any financial bills that they need. We send them for treatment for PTS, TBI treatments, and, you know, we just do whatever we can when we can do it.
Well, this is going to be a great event, and everybody needs to go get signed up for it before it overflows. And again, tell folks the best website to visit.
The Tiegen Foundation. Sorry, yeah, thetiegenfoundation.org.
That's T-I-E-G-E-N.
Yes, sir.
Thetiegenfoundation.org. And I'm going to email out this video today after we're live at Infowars.com/newsletter. We can't tweet this. Only our listeners can tweet. We've been banned everywhere because we have evil guests like Mr. Tiegen on the show. Getting back to that, because you're going to ride shotgun with us with this pastor that's been censored. What do you make of the invasion at the border, the attacks on free speech, all the things that are happening? I never thought the left would go this criminal this fast.
You know, it's funny. The left, they want to say Trump's trying to ban immigration. He's not trying to ban immigration. He's trying to stop illegal immigration, trying to stop the illegals coming, and so we don't know who's coming across. Right now, it's what, you got thousands, hundreds of thousands a month, isn't it now?
Yes.
Getting captured, getting caught. Those people just flow.
Overwhelming everywhere.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
What
government can handle? Nothing's like this ever happened in history. Even in Europe, the numbers weren't this high with the Islamicists.
Yeah, I mean, you need control. You need to control your population and that the illegal
at
population
the border.
At the border.
That's what borders are for. But, I mean,
yeah.
Pelosi says, oh, this will kill our country. We've never done this before. Yes, we've never had open borders like this before.
Yeah, we never had this many people trying to cross before. I mean, it's crazy.
What do you think President Trump should do? He's talking about declaring this emergency act a real emergency and put the regular military down there. And because if we just keep letting them use our system, it's already overwhelmed things.
I mean, well, look at the two military guys who got apprehended by the Mexicans on American side.
And we got Mexican troops disarming U.S. military.
I mean, come on. There has to be why not put the military on the border? I mean, you have Border Patrol agents who get firefights with the Mexican cartels down there.
By the way, that's in the Constitution. Because I'm all for posse comitatus. I don't want troops doing police work on the streets. But it's in the Constitution that the military, that's where it's supposed to be, is on the border, right?
That's what they're for. They're to protect our country from outside invasions. And that's what it is. It's a complete invasion.
Why do you think the Democrats tried for a couple of years to deny all this was happening and say, oh, you know, Trump's made, and now they admit it's happening, but they say the answer is just legalize everybody, which then will bring even more.
They need the votes.
Can I see that Tommy gun one more time? You know, I'm going to either send a crew to this or I'm going to come, because this is only in a few weeks, June 22nd. Tell me about this ranch and the event that's coming up.
It's a Reveille Peak Ranch. It's about 1,800 acres. It's about an hour and 20 minutes north of here. And, you know, it's just, it's got a bunch of shooting range out there. It's got a rappelling tower, zip line. It's got a lake. It's got a bunch of trails.
What if I show up and showboat and get this as the highest bidder, huh?
That'd be awesome.
I don't want to do that, but it is cool. I do need a Tommy gun. You know, I don't have one.
That's a perfect one. It's one of a kind.
It's nice. And again, what company made it?
Carr Firearms. They own Magnum Research and Tommy Gun and Auto Ordnance. So, yeah, they did a whole series of these and nines and a 50 cal Desert Eagle.
So. They have a 50 cal one of these?
No, not one of these, but a 50 cal Desert Eagle.
Oh, wow, yeah.
A take series of.
I'm saying, wow, a Tommy Gun shooting 50 cal, that'd be awesome.
No, but yeah.
But that Desert Eagle 50 cal is different. It's shorter, right? It's not like
yeah, it's a handgun. And it's got one heck of a kick.
I bet, you know, I've got one of those Smith & Wesson 500s.
Yeah.
And I shot a buffalo with it. But I shot at his, like, 30 yards away. I shot at his shoulder, his heart, and actually hit him in my ass. So I'm not a very good shot with one of those.
But hey, you dropped him.
Can you? Well, I took the whole cylinder. But can you be a good shot with one of those, like, Smith & Wesson 500s?
Can I
is there a way to do it? Because I'm usually a pretty good shot with a revolver, and I can't just have a barn door with one.
Yeah, there's people. I can't. I'm not a very good revolver either, but there's people who can shoot those things pretty good.
All right, well, look out. I may at least send a representative out there and get that Tommy gun for myself. Whatever you do, folks, go sign up for it and be there. It's for a good cause. We'll be back and look at the attack on the First Amendment on this Friday Global Edition.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life, make your own decisions, gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Keegan.
Tigan.
is in studio with the heroes of Benghazi. Once we start debating the name back and forth, then you can't, like, differentiate. It's an awesome name. We're the heroes of Benghazi. He's riding shotgun with us. John, TIEGEN.com. Got a big event coming up here in about a week and a half or so. You'll want to find out about that on the website. But we have a guest here while we're focusing on free speech. Not the First Amendment, but in Canada, we have David J. Lynn, who's on the road, popping in. But I'm going to play a few minutes of this first. There's an InfoWars.com article from 2 days ago about it. Street pastor attacked and arrested for preaching the gospel. That's right, folks. You don't just get banned on YouTube if a homosexual group calls itself queer and you quote the name of the group. No, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a preacher reading out of the Bible, you get arrested in Canada. In Sweden, if you criticize radical Islam or report criminal numbers, you get arrested. The left is coming after everybody's free speech. And even though we have governments in the United States that supposedly defend it, big tech and the universities are working against it. So there's a 6-minute video up on Infowars.com and Kellen McBreen's article. If you want to see it, it's very important. But we're going to play just a short excerpt of it here. Here it is.
Everybody can have dignity and respect. Everybody. But you know, it's not all the time that this is carried out. Sometimes hatred is carried out by people of various members of the community. We're here to tell you that we hate nobody. So I'm coming out of the closet and saying I'm a Christian. And I want to know whether you would tolerate me as a Christian. Would you tolerate me, sir? Would you tolerate me as a Christian? I don't want to engage. Ma'am, would you tolerate me as a Christian? Would you tolerate me as a Christian? Go away? Okay, so you're a bigot. Would you tolerate me as a Christian? You don't want to talk to me. Would you tolerate me as a Christian? Would you tolerate me as a Christian? So you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want. You're telling me to get out. You don't want to talk to me. Have your backs faced towards me.
Acceptance. What about acceptance?
What do you? I accept you. You're here. You want to shake my hand? What did I say?
We couldn't touch you. But why do you need a microphone?
So that people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay. So I'm just going to continue on with what I had to say. We have people that can't even say that they love me.
No.
They can't even
very polite
to tolerate me.
Street preaching, they're certainly a little pushy.
Except God loves you. You don't accept me? Why would I have to get out of Toronto?
And they're holding up a rainbow flag to block him from the street so people can't see him.
This is a public sidewalk.
When we have events, Andrew comes out and holds up black curtains.
And that's what we preach as Christians, that everybody is accepted. Jesus died for the sinner. Do you know that every person is a sinner? Don't touch me, please. Please take that off my body. Every heterosexual has sin. Every homosexual has
only
sin.
One God.
And sin is when we violate the laws of God and we go contrary to the things of faith. That's what sin is.
All right, we're going to get to our guest now and then come back next segment to show the arrest. But I got to say, I believe everybody's free speech. But I've walked out of a restaurant before that's not even in a party area and had some guy go, "You're going to hell," with bad breath in my face. And I'm like, okay, dude, you're going to turn people off. And I'm not saying I'm against those street preachers. I'm saying this guy's very well spoken, very nice. I've watched the whole video. We're going to get to it. And he gets arrested for what he's saying. John, this is pretty scary.
It is. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that here in America soon. I mean, it seems to flow from over there to over here all the time. And again, what you saw, I mean, he wasn't preaching any hate, no nothing. And he was saying, "I accept you," but they're yelling at him. It's
crazy. He's just simply telling him though that this is a very destructive lifestyle, which is his right to say, but if it isn't true, which it is. Let's go to David J. Lynn, and the best website for people to go to, I guess, would be, ChristForgiveness.com. You've been arrested. Thanks for joining us. I know you're in your car, but you've got a good Skype connection now. Just for people that just tuned in, I don't think they understand. This is commonplace now in Canada. I hear about churches where the preachers are arrested because they read out of Leviticus and say that homosexual sex is a sin. I mean, this is widespread, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, many street preachers feel threatened. Many people that are just simply Christian are getting fired on the job or dismissed without pay for putting simple things like crosses on their desk or Bibles on their desk. I myself was a victim of that many years ago. I worked for the largest media company in Canada, and just by putting a Bible on my desk and having some good scriptures like "love everybody" on my cubicle, I was not only told to take it down, but I was brought to human resources and my job was threatened if I didn't comply. And this is mainstream in Canada. It seems as though the laws are being set up in such a way that you can say anything except the gospel, except things of the Bible. And I'm not even talking about the controversial scriptures. I'm talking about simply saying Jesus died on a cross, simply saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his one only begotten son. Because when I got arrested about two days ago, I didn't say anything specific to their community. All I said was God loves you, God cares for you, he's calling you to himself. I never said any trigger words. I never quoted any specific scripture.
And I want to be clear about this, though, because yeah, we've got Stephen Crowder about to be banned off YouTube for a joke shirt with Che Guevara saying socialism is for figs. Well, I think he has the right to say for fags. And if I hate people, I'm allowed to hate them. I don't hate them, but damn it, they're allowed to use whatever words they want. So as soon as you give in to saying, I didn't even say any of the words you say don't use,
right,
well, there's always more words, and then it's a slippery slope, and pretty soon you're out there,
you're
God
right,
loves you, Jesus loves you, and you're arrested, and now you'll be arrested for just being a Christian, and now you'll be an underground secret church like China. That's where I think this is going.
I 100% agree, and it's a shame. I shouldn't have to be ashamed to read the Bible. As far as I know, the Bible's not a banned book in Canada. There's churches on almost every block. And so what's happening in Canada should be a wake-up call to everyone in the United States and all throughout the world, because this is spreading like wildfire. Our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is now speaking with social media giants like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and setting rules that if they don't comply with his idea of freedom of speech, which is basically don't say anything biblical, that they'll be fined and they'll even be censored.
And by the way, let me throw this in here. Exactly. Because our government won't say no to censorship. It's allowing foreign governments like the EU, Canada, the Chinese to then come say what the policies are. And so by extension of that power vacuum, we're seeing governance from authoritarian regimes. And then if you expand on that, again, there's more and more and more that they're saying that they find offensive or that they find hateful. This is extremely dangerous.
Well, you can't have a real democracy unless you have the contrary opinion. And if you're not allowed to attempt to change somebody's mind, then we're not living in a free democratic society at all. We're living in a dictatorship. And Canada,
right. In fact, if you're a radio listener, this is like Tiananmen Square level stuff. You're being taken away for saying Jesus loves you at a event that you're supposedly allowed to do.
Yeah, it's a scary slope. I mean, Canada's definitely going in a bad direction. You know, just like Omar, she can criticize the Jews, but you sit and you criticize her, you get attacked because, well, now you're attacking Muslims.
As you said, people are being fired off their radio. People are getting fined. They're getting in trouble. They talk about Ilhan Omar. Let's talk about her when we come back. Well, sir, stay there. I'm really impressed, David, with what you're doing. I want to show this to people. But if they're a radio listener, folks, you've got to go to Infowars.com/show. You've got to see this for yourself. We're about to go to break, sir, but what did they arrest you for specifically? What are they charging you with?
They're charging me with a breach of the peace. They couldn't find any hate speech in my words, but they were trying to get me, and they even lied in court. I didn't even know the prosecutors could do that. They falsified quotes. They even vilified me by attaching me to a totally different person. The majority of the court reading for me to get bail was about somebody else.
Wow, stay there. Incredible, incredible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Well, you've got your diamond.
John Tigan is our guest, one of the great patriots. Benghazi, they're even bigger heroes having the will to stand up against Hillary. And I think they're going public against her is one of the reasons she lost. It definitely went into the secret sauce that did that. You agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I think it definitely ended her run.
We're going to have more about this after our next guest leaves. I got to tell you, David, Jay, Lynn, so much news breaks at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. That 2 days ago, they're like, hey, cover this. It's incredible. And I meant to cover it, and I didn't get to it. And then I got home that night, and I watched the video. And then I remembered all these other cases in Canada where they're really targeting Christians viciously. But like you said, Muslim call to prayer inside government buildings, pagan stuff all over, gay pride stuff all over, jobs. But if you even wear, I've seen articles out of Canada, a cross around your neck, people get pissed. And I think you were saying that you basically experienced that. I want to play some more of this video. But I got to say, you're a very well-spoken, calm, nice guy. Nicer than I would have been. And believe me, I work on it. When I go out, these and leftists are in my face, spitting on me, pushing me, dumping coffee on my head. I start, about getting a fight with them. So you're very Christ-like to put up with their crap. And then you get arrested. And as you were just saying, the left always does this. Of course, if secret police are going to arrest you for your speech, political commissars, then they're going to end up lying about it at court. So I hope you get good lawyers. I hope you sue their butt off for defamation. It's time for Christians to go on the offense.
Hey, man, you know, I'm in a position right now. It's sad because my sister informed me today that our Toronto mayor has been siding with the LGBT community, and it's inferring that I might not get a fair say. It's become political. In fact, the judges ruled totally in favor of the other community, and I was assaulted. I was actually assaulted at that event, and I told the police officers, and they didn't take my statement. They didn't even care. I didn't use any violence or anything, and it seems like a lot of lawyers are afraid to touch this case because it's becoming political. My sister is trying to get a hold of a top lawyer, but we're not a major organization. We're a very small.
I've got a lawyer that's got lawyers in Canada. He's actually here right now. So we'll get Norm Pattis to call you later.
Please, thank you, because I mean we're trying to raise funds. We're trying to do everything we can.
Believe me, brother, I know what it's like to try to tell the truth, and I'm not saying I'm a victim. I'm a target. What is it like for you as a patriot, as an American, to watch this, John, unfolding with what's happening in Canada? Like you said, this is already coming here.
Yeah, it's just very disturbing. And again, I know what it's like to be targeted as well, obviously, because the left didn't like the fact that we came out and told the truth. We get attacked every now and then by individuals, and it's sad. You know, I always wish the officer
Hillary tried to get you killed. You're the bad guy.
Well, people say that, but you know, she'd be hiring the same people that are like me, so it'd be kind of hard. But you know,
she tried to basically
over Benghazi for sure.
Yeah, get you guys killed that day, and then you're the bad guys. How dare you want to live?
Yeah, I mean, because
but I wonder what it's like for her to be surrounded by guys that hate her guts, and I know a lot of you know more of them than I do. They literally all say she's a total monster.
Oh, yeah, I wish I could tell you the stories I've heard.
I've heard them. We'll talk some about it in a minute. Well, sir, David, I want to invite you back on the War Room. I want to invite you back on my show for a full hour to talk about religion freedom. But I want to play the rest of the tape we didn't get to of you being arrested. These people are assaulting you. They're pushing you. They're screaming at you. They're spitting on you. Obviously, there's always a lot of footage that people can't see because you know, there's only one camera angle. The footage your eyes witnessed, what else didn't we see?
So what I want to say is that the police officer was actually a member of the LGBT community. He was wearing a rainbow flag on his uniform. Another thing that...
So it's a gang now. It's a gang.
Yes, it was a setup. Another thing that you didn't notice or someone might not notice is that they were already about to picket me before I even started preaching. So it was a setup because I posted my itinerary. We were going all around Toronto preaching the gospel to everybody, and they knew we were coming, and they already had their hate ready to be spewed at me.
So they want to silence you, your message of love.
Yes, and so those are two key ingredients to this whole story, and I'm actually the victim here, not the aggressor. I came there.
Oh, we've seen the unedited video. We've got it. Let's go ahead and roll some more of that right now. Here it is.
And becoming bigots and hate speech against my religion. And so if you're willing to look at the evidence, this is all on live stream right now. City TV News is right here. So I want to exercise my freedom. It's an option. Yeah, I chose this location as a product of Toronto. Does this have a special law in Church and Wellesley?
No.
Okay. I don't want to continue this conversation anymore. Officer, I'm going to preach over here. Exercise my freedom.
See, he's preaching in front of cops and so arrested. Now they cheer. Flip him off.
There is hope for you. There is hope.
So he's a Christian saying, I love you, but because he's a Christian, they hate him. Come on, bigot.
Yes.
You know, people ask, I'm anti-police, I'm pro-police, but not when they're like, these aren't police, these are political thugs. These are tyrannical enforcers. Shame on them.
Okay, well, I'm being arrested. For what? What did I do?
You are not upholding the law.
What did I do?
Yeah, the leftists got angry, they got violent, so he goes to jail. It's his fault.
Well, what did I do? I need to know what I did according to law.
against the law. This is against the law. It's against the law.
Teague, what's really happening here?
You know, they're going after the wrong person. I mean, they should be going after the aggressors, which were the protesters. They were the ones getting up in his face and attacking him. He wasn't. He was, again, he was just preaching.
And notice he even retreated.
Yeah, he did.
And that's what I noticed to the left. When you retreat, when they attack. And I'm not saying you're bad. I'm glad you retreated. You're taking the upper, higher road, but, man.
Yeah, it happens here, too, it seems like. It ain't just in Canada.
Oh, I've noticed that whenever they're yelling and screaming at me in the street, it happens all the time. When the leftist, one will get there, then two, then more. If I stand my ground, it'll be like 50 within about 10 minutes. And then as soon as I got to leave, they cheer and start chasing me because they want that feeling of they're in charge, they're routing you. Even though you're just going to pick your kids up or going to your job, it's weird psychology.
It is. It emboldens them, it seems like.
Exactly. It's like running from a wild dog. So David, other points you'd like to make about what unfolded? This is just, it's one thing to read about preachers being arrested for preaching the gospel, but it's another thing to see it.
You know, it's interesting because 30 minutes prior to arriving there, we had a conversation with two police officers, a neutral conversation, because we were preaching in another location. And what they told me was that there's nothing wrong with sharing a contrary point of view. You have all right to do that. If anybody became aggressive, I should call the police. They should be charged. And the interesting thing about it is that 30 minutes later, I actually got assaulted. The police were informed and I ended up getting arrested. What made things worse was that when I went to the prison, the police station, I was forced to stay there all night, and for 8 to 9 hours while I was there, or even longer, none of the guards helped me. I kept knocking on the door. I wanted to call my wife and my who gave birth to my 3-month-old son. This is all on video. Nobody answered me. Even when they were in front of my cell, they purposely ignored me and talked to all the other inmates except me, and they wouldn't even allow me to use the phone to call my wife. And I don't know what I did to have this kind of ill treatment, but I was totally unjustly treated in this whole situation. And
they're still going ahead with the charges. And like you were saying, it's in the news that they're going to try to crucify you as an example. That you're going to shut your mouth.
They gave me bail conditions. And what I do for a job is I do this full time. I go to different street corners, predominantly Yonge and Dundas, the busiest intersection in Canada. And they gave me guidelines for bail saying that I can't be around any LGBT event. I can't go into a very broad area where a lot of the LGBT members are. And
Very group you want to preach to about how they're in a cult. You can say what you want about people and their sexual orientation. The whole left is using this as a cult, and they're targeting kids and everything else. That's incredible. You've got to come back this Sunday for the Sunday show or on Monday, my friend, because I want to do a whole hour on this and really walk through it. This is amazing. David J. Lynn, and that's what's the best website for people to visit?
Christsforgiveness.com. It has all this information. It's Christs with an S, forgiveness.com. And you can go to the GoFundMe. You can get to know about our ministry. We're not a cult. We love Jesus. We stand on the Word of God. And we love all people. But
obviously you're a well-spoken, nice Christian. You're the opposite of a cult. But if you were a cult, you have the right. The cult's what attacked you. And we damn well know what's going on. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
God bless you.
In 5 more minutes with my guests, and then I'm going to go into all the other news and stuff I haven't hit, a lot of big breaking stuff in hour number 3. Remember, they're trying to censor us and shut us down. Spread the word, break their back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.